welcome to IT Time, TechNet Radio. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a senior technical evangelist at Microsoft, and we're going to be talking about managing devices in the cloud with Microsoft Intune. This is episode number 5, and I have a very special guest, a peer and colleague, friend of mine, and that's Kevin Remney. How you doing, Kevin?
Hey, Blaine. All good. Good to see you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Similar to Blaine, I hold the same title, so senior technical evangelist and on the same team and been working with Blaine for a lot of years, so it's always great to talk to you.
Well, welcome to the show and being my guest. So let's get right into the content here. So this is Microsoft Public Cloud Services, setting up your business in the cloud. And once again, Kevin, what we want to take a look at here is really the holistic approach of bringing everything together, right? From the business owner or the startup or the entrepreneur, having this central dashboard to Microsoft Azure and to Office 365 and Intune and the public cloud services, and also building and feeding applications to devices that eventually get, you know, to the end user. So this is the picture I use on every episode. What we're going to focus on today is the Microsoft Intune part. So this is, once again, episode 5, Managing Devices in the Cloud with Microsoft Intune. And what I thought I'd do is just start it out by, you know, explaining what Intune is and then talking to Kevin a little bit about his contributions to the book. But what it really provides you is software and data and resources from virtually anywhere on any device. But it's really there to help keep these devices safe, right? To make sure that they have the appropriate antivirus or definitions to keep those devices secure and in the cloud. Also with support for Android, iOS, and Windows phones and Windows PCs, phablets, if you will. There's all sorts of devices. And what's nice is being able to have this one main console from an administrator's perspective to manage those users, computers, and devices, deploying, once again, software updates. You can even push out a policy which governs what a user or device can or cannot do, and more importantly, monitoring the devices. So, but what I want to do is talk to you, Kevin, a little bit more about your contributions to the book and your sidebar about the integration with Microsoft Intune and Configuration Manager from the System Center family.
Yeah, absolutely, Blaine. Well, you know, it is, I mean, as you said, it's an amazing task, an amazing challenge that Microsoft has to address users and their need to use the device they want to use, the bring your own device, the devices, whether they be Microsoft devices or iOS or Android, and having the tooling in the cloud, as you mentioned, globally available to be able to not only provision those devices, manage those devices, apply policy to those devices. I mean, these are all things that businesses need to be able to do, but at the same time, allowing users to have their own devices, their own device of choice, their own personal device with their personal data, and keeping personal data and business data separate is another big important part of that. And yeah, when you approached me about the book and talking about the cloud and using Intune and so on, I mentioned to you, you know, I think it'd probably be a good idea to mention, if only briefly, that you can actually use Configuration Manager to do mobile device management. Now, it's a relatively new addition to the Configuration Manager tools, a part of the System Center tool, but the ability to essentially, because businesses are using Configuration Manager already to manage devices, and, you know, kind of a little bit of a history lesson, but you had SMS and then you had Configuration Manager, and Configuration Manager historically was managing devices, right? It was all Windows-based devices, it was managing servers, it was managing desktops, it was eventually deploying operating systems and doing inventory and configuration change and so on, and setting baselines and applying policies and that sort of thing. And so business, and in particular larger enterprises, have been using this tool for a lot of years. And we more recently changed it over from managing devices to managing people. You know, it kind of seems strange when we're talking about configuration of people, but it's not configuration of people. Of course, it's configuration of the devices that the people use, the devices this person has. Because they probably do have, in fact, these days very likely have more than one device that they would like to do their business work on. And so business, either by managing a company-owned device or a personal device of that user, is able to allow and configure or grant permission to or provision applications for that device on behalf of the user, because it's, after all, the user that's doing the work, not the device. So, being able to manage...
When we talk about the geek meter, like, how many devices do you have, Kevin?
With me, actually, I left most of my, I have a couple extra surfaces that I sometimes carry around with me, but I've got my main surface that I'm talking to you through right now. I've got my phone. I sometimes carry a tablet, but rarely these days. I'm actually going down to fewer devices as the capabilities of a device, a real flexible device like a Surface Pro 3 gives me that, you know, that nice readability and small form factor and all that, but also the power I need. So you're right. I mean, we're all carrying more devices. We're all doing and wanting to be able to do more with devices as we choose. And that's, you know, Microsoft as well as other companies are allowing that bring your own device to happen. Absolutely. And being able to use tools that they're familiar with. And this gets back to the point of Configuration Manager. Businesses and enterprises already familiar with Configuration Manager for the sake of, for example, deploying applications based on the user. And then the application definition already has the notion of, okay, this user is on this kind of device. For that type of device, we deploy this application in this way, whether it's a full install of Office or it's a it's a streamed Office app in a sense with the technologies such as like remote app and things like that. Or a version of an application for a different product, such as an Apple device or an Android device. So it's the application and the needs of the user at that point. That's well, now, right. with the availability of Intune for the sake of mobile device management and now supporting the standards around mobile device management, the OMA DM standard, and being able to manage Microsoft devices, Windows phones, Android devices, iOS devices, Mac, and these are all devices that can be managed by Intune and taking advantage of the standard of device management. We had these two tools, right? We had Configuration Manager and we had Intune. So what has happened is that Intune is now being able to be driven by Configuration Manager. So if you're a company that's using Configuration Manager, you can set up an Intune account. You can set up your users, as has been already described. I'm sure Blaine's already talked about this, being able to synchronize users and bring them up into Intune to be able to administer them in the cloud. Once you have those users in that directory, managing them through Intune, you can do that directly through Intune, or you can say, well, instead of driving Intune directly in Intune for device management, I'm going to actually drive it through Configuration Manager. And so you're making a choice at that point. Okay, now I'm choosing to essentially associate Intune with my Configuration Manager. Now, currently that's a one-time switch. You actually make that choice and that's what you're going to use then from there on. So you can't actually switch back or switch back and forth. That capability, I believe, is going to be coming. Don't have any announcements or any timelines as far as that goes. But once we have that connection made and we've gone into Intune and we've configured that connection, so we're actually, in Configuration Manager, we're doing that connection. We're actually making that connection to our Intune account. We are associating that connection and securing that connection. And now we're able to drive all that management. So we're able to see the inventory of devices. We're able to, very much like we have in the past, be able to, for example, publish applications to that user. And that user, depending on the device they're on, will have that application pushed to them. And you have all the abilities that you have in Configuration Manager to treat not only physical distribution points around the world as you have in the past, but also even treating the cloud as a distribution point. So now you have the ability to push applications using Intune as that globally available cloud-based repository for applications, for policy, for configurations. And so that's why I thought, you know, it's a good idea, because there are large organizations that are already using Configuration Manager and can still take advantage now of the cloud, take advantage of mobile device management, and using Intune as that cloud point of access for that mobile device management capability.
Yeah, and I think that's really important to point out. You know, even though we're talking about private cloud, public cloud integration, what we refer to as hybrid, you know, Configuration Manager was the granddad, right? It's the grand poompa of them all, like provisioning and deploying operating systems on devices. But as we started to look at, okay, let's look at the public cloud services, that, you know, when Intune was born. So I appreciate your contributions to that sidebar in the book. It's really nice to have the understanding of how they're better together, right, and working in working with devices. So, well, thanks, Kevin. You know, I do have a little demo that I put together. So maybe we should just go take a look at the demo.
So here we're in Microsoft Intune, and this is the dashboard. And as you can see, we can add users to Microsoft Intune to provision those devices, keep them healthy, managing and enrolling those devices. And then also, we could also hook it up with private cloud hybrid scenario if we wanted to add directory synchronization from on-prem. So here, we look at the overview of the setup. And it walks you through and it explains as you're new to Intune, or if you're new to Intune, single sign-on, Active Directory synchronization, and domain management. More important is where you provision your users. So I've got, you notice all of my users here are also from my users in the Azure Active Directory. It's also with the users I created in Office 365. So we're still using the custom domain name here. And here I can go ahead and click on new. I can add a user. I can get their settings, add them to groups, get their email accounts, and you can see here I still have that original tenant, but I have my custom domain name. So once I add those users in, then I can build security groups, I can do domain management, I can manage my Intune subscriptions here, I can see the health of the system in Intune, and see how things are running in the services within Microsoft Intune. And then more importantly, as I go over to from the user side, I can click up here into the admin console. Then I go in yet to another place where I really manage everything from groups to updates to licensing. So this is the main dashboard. You'll see I have notices. I can look at the device health. I can get my updates. I currently just have my Surface Pro 3 in this demo for the purpose of the demo. I've got groups. And as you can see here, all users, ungrouped users, devices, all computers, all mobile devices. So if we click on all computers, you'll see that I have device health status, alert status, update status, or what they need for updates, endpoint protection, which is also on the client side when we put in the Windows Intune client. If I click on devices, you'll see I have my Surface Pro 3 here. If I double click on that, can pick and choose, you know, to approve those devices or approve those updates. As you can see, if I had malware, it would show up here. Hardware is interesting. You can see that we have the Surface Pro name, manufacturer, model, how much physical memory. So we get a lot of rich information about the device itself. And then software. What software is actually running on this device? I have 70 different applications on this device, as you can see, and it lists all in the list of name, and you can do that by the name of the application, or sort by version, and also publisher. So we can also get updates. So if we look at all the updates, we can go through and mark, you know, what are the critical updates, the definition updates. And what we can do is we can go in there and right mouse click, and we can approve or decline these updates, or we can view what computers need the update, what the computers have installed, and which ones may have failures or pending installations. As we walk to the tree here, you see protection. We have, if we had malware on here, it would show the issues. We can set alerts on the system. So if we have different alerts that trigger, we can look at all the alerts, specifically through endpoint protection, if we had some there. Apps. We can also provision applications and push applications out to our end users. So we can detect the software, and then we can look and view what softwares have, what computers have this software. And then we manage our licensing here, and also policy. Policy is very important because policy governs what a computer or a user can or cannot do. So when we look at a template for a new policy, we'll take iOS for example, we can do things like iOS configuration policy, we can do, you know, VPN profiles or Wi-Fi profiles for the different devices that we manage. So we can lay down some policy as well. Reports. There's lots of different reports we can choose from. So, you know, detecting the software that's on the devices and get a report on that. Computer inventory, mobile device inventory. So there's some canned reports right out of the box you get with Microsoft Intune. And the last part is administration. Under the administration, we have the ability to go and look at our updates. This is kind of neat because this lets us choose what updates we want to have on the system, right? So if I'm using BizTalk, for instance, I could click the BizTalk. So it gives me the ability to pick the products that I need updates for instead of having all categories and all updates. Alerts and notifications, you can do alert types as well. So you can sort by informational or warning, or you can go for the severity and go for what are my critical alerts, and they could be all listed. So these are the different ones that you can disable or configure. So these are right out of the box. There's 185 of those alert types. And client software download. So this is where we actually download the software to the client machine. So we would click on that, and there's two files that we need that we can load to the client that will actually load that piece of software on there that will give you the endpoint protection, your updates, your company portal, and any applications that you might want to push out. So when we download that, we'll look at the client here in just a moment. Now, I mentioned that we can push out applications through Intune. And of course, we can also do that with Configuration Manager from the System Center family. And Intune and Configuration Manager actually work together. But if we're talking about just public cloud, then Intune is a great solution for that. So if we have apps, we have to store them somewhere. So we give you 20 gigs of storage. So if I had Adobe Reader and some other apps that I wanted to push out through the company portal, I could add those applications in here. And then the mobile device management. So the mobile device management allows me to go and set up and configure over here on the right-hand side, iOS mobile device setup, Android mobile device management. So this is where I can set up all of those other clients in the environment. So with that, I just wanted to show you the admin dashboard for Microsoft Intune. Let's go ahead and take a look at the client. And here we're taking a look at the Microsoft Intune client side, where we installed the client software. And you can see that there are ways in which we can get applications from the company portal. We can install the updates. As you can see, I just got my recent updates. We use endpoint protection on the client, so we can start the Windows Defender and scan the computer for malicious software on there. And then we can also do remote assistance through the Easy Assist. So I just wanted to take an opportunity to show you the client side and what you expect to see on your devices.
So as you can see, Kevin, you know, I've got a few devices I'm managing. I, you know, just want to kind of show you the demo to the viewers and show them a little bit about the Intune, the interface, the admin console. So what'd you think?
Very good, very good. Yeah, it's very powerful stuff. And the benefit, again, of the cloud is that it's available anywhere, anytime, and always up to date.
That's right. So we got some resources, right?
Yeah, we do. Some great resources. I want to make sure people understand. We have the link to the documentation is actually this little shortcut link here. It doesn't look like a shortcut, but it is. aka.ms/managemobile-configman-intune. That is actually the official documentation on how to get that configuration set up that I was describing earlier of connecting your configuration manager installation and to use Intune as a mobile device manager. We also have Intune trial, so you can very simply set that up either as a trial and then eventually hopefully as your product if you go to aka.ms/go-intune. There was a wonderfully well-done MVA topic back in, we actually recorded this back in December. Simon May and myself did this one that you see listed here, aka.ms/go-mva/tamingos. I'm not sure what that is pronounced like, Temingos, but that is actually a four-hour session that we did all around using Intune, using Configuration Manager, and in particular how to drive and configure and manage iOS and Android in your environment. And then, of course, managing apps with Intune, great shortcut there, aka.ms/manage-intune-apps.
Also, you know, we talked briefly about, you know, being able to provision or add your own device into Intune, but more importantly, into the company portal, right? So mm-hmm. Intune has a company portal for Windows and Windows Phone, Android. So those are the links there if you want more information on how to set those up or how to use the company portal for those particular operating systems. And then there's a trial System Center Configuration Manager that you can get by going to aka.ms/systemcenter2012R2.
Right.
And also want to, you know, educate, you know, the viewers, if you don't know about BizSpark, it's a free global program that provide, you know, software support and visibility for startups out there. So, you know, I wrote the book with obviously with other contributors, but I was inspired by some students. A couple of young ladies came up to me after an Azure session and said, hey, we're WordPress developers. We want to use Azure for our WordPress development. We're going to be developing software applications up in the cloud. And, you know, I thought, hey, what a great, you know, way to start their business by, you know, enrolling them in BizSpark. Because, you know, Kevin, you and I are BizSpark champs. So if people want to, you know, reach out and join BizSpark, then there's my email right there. You can blainbarr@microsoft.com. But if you're been in business less than 5 years, you're making less than $1 million a year, and you're not trading on publicly, then you qualify if you're developing software using our tools and or Azure, right? Because we also know that there's lots of open source within Azure. But you get 3 years access to current software development tools, $150 of monthly Microsoft Azure benefits. You get 4 MSDN support incidences and other offers through your BizSpark subscription. And then more importantly, you have visibility to, you know, investors and advisors. And I even spent some time doing some mentoring with some of the startups. So that's a lot of fun doing that. It's a great part of my job. And once again, that's a BizSpark program, and I want to thank them for being a sponsor of the book. And Kevin,
yes, sir.
There's a shameless plug as well for the book. It's finally done, and I really appreciate, once again, your contributions to this, specifically in this Microsoft Intune Chapter 5. So thanks a lot, Kevin, for being on IT Time TechNet Radio and doing this episode. I really appreciate it. I really enjoy working with you. And any last words?
Well, likewise, Blaine. Really appreciate you including me. And I do believe that our users and myself also, I'm waiting for my copy. I'm waiting for my book. It's supposed to be on the way, right? So I'm looking forward to getting that and seeing all the other contributions as well. And appreciate you and all your work on that.
Thank you, Kevin. And by the way, you can get more information on the online training I mentioned earlier with Microsoft Virtual Academy, aka.ms/public-cloud-MBA. And with that, thank you for turning into IT Time TechNet Radio. It's a wrap.